Fratfin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 30th Torino Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, and today I'm with Claudia Lawrence, who is here presenting her first feature film, Unter der Haut, What's Between Us. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Perfectly.
So I would like to ask you to introduce your film for our audience.
It's a film about a family. Basically, it's the story of a separation. It's a couple who's been married for 20 years and they have 3 kids. And it's a story of a big crisis that they get into because the husband feels more and more attracted to a man. And it's a story set in a year. So it tells how the family and the couple copes with that new situation.
I'm always interested in knowing the process that leads you to choose the topic for the first film, which is always very important. Why did you choose this, to tell this story?
I met someone who experienced exactly this, and she told me her story, which was not long ago, and because of the very emotional things she told me, I felt that it's a very strong story.
I was thinking that the film works on 2 levels, in my opinion. I mean, there's one thing that happens a lot, that people often lie about who they are. These things, as your story, happen a lot, that you find out, like, you don't want to tell yourself what you are, and so you live the life that you think you should live. And but there's also another universal theme, like the feeling of being left by someone. It's a universal feeling, being abandoned. I don't know if those were the 2 things that you wanted to express.
Exactly. The film is actually quite universal, despite that the reason for the crisis and for the separation is quite particular. But as you said, being abandoned and betrayal is something that almost everybody has lived. And in this case, for the woman, it's a very strong betrayal because she feels that her husband has been leading a life that has not corresponded to his inner feelings, and so she feels that her whole marriage has been a lie, which is very, very hard. So it's kind of a double betrayal for her. For her, for the main character, the hardest thing is that at some point she realizes that she never had access to the most inner part of the most beloved person in her life, which is her husband. And that's a very hard thing to accept, that you've been living with someone and you didn't know about the most personal feelings of that person.
Yeah, the emotional betrayal, not only the physical one.
Exactly, yeah.
And another thing that hit me is just that I wanted to know why you chose to portray this radical change in the way her kids are towards their father. I mean, at first they're like the perfect family, and then suddenly they change a lot. I mean, it's a radical change. It could happen like that, but it could also not happen. So I was wondering why you chose this radical change.
The family is a very strong setting for a couple that has been married for so long. In fact, I think the fact that he has 3 kids and he's very attached to his kids makes it even harder for him to go away from the family and to lead the life that he actually desires to lead.
I want to know, what do you expect from this audience? And for example, do you think that they're going to receive the film differently from considering their background compared to, for example, the other festivals you went with this film?
It's quite surprising that even in, let's say, quite open-minded societies, homosexuality in marriage is still a big taboo, which is kind of not surprising because, in a way, it doesn't belong there. You know, marriage is a very heterosexual concept, so homosexuality shouldn't be there. And still, it happens a lot more often than we would think or than we hear. And I realized when I made the film and I started showing it or starting telling people what it is about, that even in my home country in Switzerland, where you would think, you know, being homosexual in the year 2015 is no big issue anymore. But I never met a couple who split up because the man or the woman became or revealed his homosexuality. But since I started working on this topic, I realized suddenly, all of a sudden, all these stories popped up, and many, many people told me that they have either experienced it themselves or that they know someone in their closest circle of friends or family that experienced it. So it happens a lot more than we think.
So you think that basically what we were saying before, that there are some universal themes, and so they're probably gonna receive and think about the same things?
I think that for many people, no matter what sexual orientation they have, the touching thing of this film is the story of the separation, because we can all connect to it, and we can all connect to the hurting feelings when you are left or when you are betrayed. So it doesn't really, I think for many people, even for heterosexual, it doesn't really matter that it's about homosexuality.
Yeah, that's why I really liked something that was written about your film. They said that it was a wonderful variation on the broken marriage theme.
Yes, it's nice.
Claudia, good luck for the film. Thank you for being with us. I really hope to meet you again soon.
Thank you very much for inviting me. Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for the 30th Torino Gay and Lesbian Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.